السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. This is the translation of the Juma khutbah, Friday sermon on the topic ایام العشر من ذی الحجہ, the 10 days of ذو الحجہ. الحمد للہ الذی اکرمنا بعشر ذی الحجہ وفضل العبادۃ فیها علی سائر الاوقات, وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له, وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا محمدًا عبد الله ورسوله. فاللهم صل وسلم وبارك عليه وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين وعلى من تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد, فأوصيكم عباد الله ونفسي بتقوى الله, قال جل في علاه وَتَزَوَّدُوا فَإِنَّ خَيْرَ الزَّادِ التَّقْوَى وَاتَّقُونِ يَا أُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. All praise be to Allah, who has honored and ennobled us with the 10 days of Dhul Hijjah, and who has made worship therein superior and more preferred than all other times. I bear witness that there is no deity but Allah alone, who has no partner, and I bear witness that our Master and Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the servant and messenger of Allah. O Allah, send blessings, salutations and benedictions upon him, his family, all of his companions and those who follow them in benevolence until the day of judgment. As to what follows, I counsel you, O servants of Allah, and myself to have taqwa of Allah, that is, reverential consciousness and self-restraining fear of Allah. Allah Almighty says, وَتَزَوَّدُوا فَإِنَّ خَيْرَ الزَّادِ التَّقْوَى وَاتَّقُونِ يَا أُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. And take provisions with you for the journey, but the best of provisions is taqwa, reverential consciousness and self-restraining fear of Allah. So fear me and be conscious of me, O people of understanding. O believers, Allah Most High swears by the 10 days of Dhul Hijjah because of their high and elevated status and their great and immense nobility, saying, وَالْفَجْرِ وَلَيَالٍ عَشْرٍ. I swear by the break of dawn and by the 10 nights. They are the best days of this worldly life. The Messenger of Allah, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, said, أَفْضَلُ أَيَّامِ الدُّنْيَا أَيَّامُ الْعَشْرِ. The best days of this world are the 10 days, narrated by Al-Bazzar. The Prophet, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, urged us to take advantage of these blessed days by performing lots of good deeds and righteous works, saying, مَا مِنْ أَيَّامٍ العمل الصالح فيهن أحب إلى الله من هذه الأيام العشر. There are no days in which righteous deeds are more pleasing and beloved to Allah than these days, narrated by At-Tirmidhi. The Prophet's companions, may Allah be pleased with them, and the learned scholars after them, would put a lot of effort and hard work into these days through abundant and frequent performance of the following acts of worship: reciting the Holy Quran, remembering Allah and invoking His greatness, offering voluntary prayer, doing voluntary fast, giving voluntary charity, and supplicating to Allah Almighty. All as a way of enacting and upholding the spirit of Allah's statement, وَيَذْكُرُ اسْمَ اللَّهِ فِي أَيَّامٍ مَعْلُومَاتٍ. And in order to mention and commemorate the name of Allah during the appointed days. Abdullah, son of Abbas, may Allah be pleased with both of them, says, that is, during the 10 days. And all as a way of following and emulating the guidance of the Messenger of Allah, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, who said, مَا مِنْ أَيَّامٍ أَعْظَمَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ وَلَا أَحَبَّ إِلَيْهِ مِنَ الْعَمَلِ فِيهِنْ مِنْ هَذِي الْأَيَّامِ الْعَشْرِ فَأَكْثِرُوا فِيهِنَّ مِنَ التَّهْلِيلِ وَالتَّكْبِيرِ وَالتَّحْمِيدِ. There are no days that are greater before Allah nor in which good deeds are more pleasing and beloved to him than these 10 days. So engage abundantly during them in tahleel, that is saying La ilaha illallah, in takbir, that is saying Allahu Akbar, and in tahmeed, that is saying Alhamdulillah, narrated by Ahmad. We ask Allah Most High to enable us through His enabling grace to take advantage of these 10 days and make the most of them, and to record for us therein a great reward. I say these words of mine while I seek Allah's forgiveness for you and for me. So seek forgiveness from Him, for He is of forgiving, most merciful. Alhamdulillahi wahdah, wassalatu wassalamu ala man la nabiyya ba'dah, wa ala alihi wa sahbihi, wa man tabi'a hadiyah. Usikum ibadallahi wa nafsi bi taqwallah. All praise be to Allah alone, and peace and blessings be upon Him, after whom there is no prophet, and upon His family, companions, and those who follow His guidance. Furthermore, I counsel you, O servants of Allah, and myself to have taqwa of Allah. O believers, a believer is always keen to take advantage of these 10 days of Dhul Hijjah through performing righteous works and making productive use of them through offering sacrifices and performing deeds that bring him close to Allah. Thus, he starts his day by offering dawn prayer in congregation, sitting down engaged in remembrance of his Lord, supplicating to his Creator in prayer, by taking utmost care to offer his prayers on time and in their prescribed times, by performing lots of voluntary acts of devotion, by fasting how much he is able to, by spending in charity, and by constantly remembering Allah during the rest of the time. A man once said, O Messenger of Allah, tell me about something that I should adhere to and hold fast to. The Messenger of Allah, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, said, La yazalu lisanuka ratban min dhikrillah. Let your tongue not cease to be moist with the remembrance of Allah. Narrated by At-Tirmidhi and Ibn Majah. Having said this, request Allah to send peace, blessings and salutations upon our Master and Prophet Muhammad. O Allah, send peace, blessings and salutations upon him, his family and all of his companions. O Allah, continue to bestow on the UAE your blessings and bounties forevermore and spread happiness amongst its people. O Allah, grant success to the UAE President, His Highness Sheikh Khalifa bin Zayed Al Nahyan, his deputy, the Crown Prince, and his brothers, the rulers of the Emirates, and guide them to all that is good. O Allah, bestow your mercy on the late Sheikh Zayed, Sheikh Maktoum, and the other sheikhs who have passed on to your mercy. O Allah, we ask you to admit them into paradise by your grace. O Allah, have mercy on the honorable and loyal martyrs of our nation and increase their reward. O Allah, have mercy on the Muslim men and Muslim women, those of them who are living and those of them who have passed on. O Allah, remove from us and the entire world this pandemic and heal those who have been afflicted with this disease and every other disease. O answerer of prayers. O servants of Allah, remember Allah, the supremely magnificent, and He will remember you, and stand up and establish the prayer.